Hello, this is Mr. Eddie Treadwell, again calling now from Kinross Correctional Facility here in Michigan. I'm transferred from Elgin, and I'd like to speak a little bit about freedom. What is freedom? Right? And when you look at the word freedom, we have the tendency to think more so of a physical freedom. Right? We have to be physically free, not incarcerated, you know, able to move around and go where we please, right? You know, with no bounds or restrictions, right? But I like to focus more so on a mental freedom, because people can be physically incarcerated, but yet mentally free. And you have those who are physically free, but yet mentally imprisoned, right? And a mental prison is one of the greatest prisons of all prisons, right? Because this mental prison is fortress is stronger than any wall or steel or fence, right? This is something in which we create within our mind, a prison in which we live in, within our own thoughts. We create thoughts, ideas, or accept thoughts and ideas and views, and we lock ourselves into these particular thoughts, ideas, and views, and have no room for growth and development. Right, so we imprison ourselves with these particular thoughts. Right? We don't expand our minds. We don't like to look for other opportunities and possibilities other than what we previously have accepted as being our truth. Right? They say God is, you can't circumscribe the thoughts of God, meaning you can't put no bounds or limits upon the thoughts and ideas of God. Yet we say we are made in the image and after the likeness of God. So if we made an image and after the likeness of God, then we have the same ability to have our thoughts to be limitless. We have an unlimited capacity within us for growth and development. So we should not allow certain philosophies and ideas to lock us in, to trap us, to imprison us with these particular ideas and thoughts. Right? But to constantly seek knowledge and information and understanding, right? Our knowledge and information and understanding should be as vast as the universe, constantly expanding, not limited, right? We don't want to limit ourselves, right? So we want to be free, free to think and free to accept ideas and not lock ourselves into ideas, but to constantly grow and develop, to a more mature, accepted type of individual where all possibilities and things are possible, right? And so, you know, just like religion, if I don't believe this cold-heartedly, then I'm straddling a sense. You know, these are brainwashing facets that we use to lock people into particular thoughts and ideas. You know, if you ain't with us, you against us, you know, this particular type of thing, right? And we extensively indoctrinate ourselves with this, these particular type of philosophies and live with them for years. Sometimes we live and even die with the lies in which we accept as being our truth. Right? So my question is, or my thing is that we should never say this is the only idea, this is the only opinion, this is the only view, this is the only truth. Right, when there's other possibilities. Don't lock yourself in. Don't be the one who know of all things but their own ignorance. Right? We know more and more about less and less until we know everything about nothing. But where there's a shame to be ignorant, we have no understanding. So with that, I would like to leave you. And if you'd like to contact me, you can contact me at Kinross Correctional Facility here in Michigan, through JPay, or either on Facebook page, email, Mr. Eddie Treadwell, gmail.com. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.